my heart rate is so high, I feel like I'm doing a race. Just being here with you, thank you so much for everything. I've been listening to your tapes for a couple years, and I get the tape of the week. And it's actually pretty amazing, because if I have a question, I'll ask the tape, and the tape will give me the answer. You know, so even if I'm listening to the same tape every time.
Don't tell Jerry, but all of the answers are on every tape.
No, it's actually amazing.
Pick it out of a barrel, any one, and it's all you'll ever need.
Yeah, because I've been listening to the same one because I lost my credit card and had to get a new one, so I had to get my tape for a while. And so now I'm listening to the same tape over.
Jerry and Esther, one of the things that they enjoy is that it feels to them that the same group just follows them from city to city to city because the ideas are expanding. In other words, each platform launches a new place to be. And the reason that they are as enthusiastic about bringing themselves to city after city today as they were when they began 20 years ago is because they love the fresh, new insight that is born every time. Yes.
So my question is similar to the one, to the gentleman before.
We want a fresh new insight.
Okay. It is a little bit different. It is different in the way that I understand about going with the flow and how to align with the divine and, you know, create those happy molecules and be happy and follow the joy and the bliss and all of that. And so what I do is that I try to play almost all day long. So, because that's my connection if I go out and ride my bike or be with the horses or kind of more outside in nature. But then I have to go inside and work sometimes. So then out of the first book you had, or actually I got it off a tape, where you make this column list and you put the universe, or I call it uni, on one side, and then me, Colleen, on the other side. And then what I do is, because I want to go outside and play most of the time, I give uni most of the jobs to do.
She's talking about the placemat process, where you draw a line down the center of the page and write what you will do today on one side, and then delegate to the universe everything else that needs to be done that you are not going to do today. And the power of it is that you have accomplished the two requirements. You have identified your desire, and by releasing it to the universe, you have reduced your resistance. When it's on your list and you say, I have more to do than I can do, you're pointed upstream. When you say, I'm only going to do these things that are on my side of the placemat, and I know I can do those, that's downstream, and I'm releasing this to the universe to deal with in whatever way they can, that's downstream. What it teaches you is you are a creator through thought more than through action. When Esther began this process, she was amazed at how much more the universe accomplished every day than she did.
Right.
And we said, well, there's quite a vibrational staff working on your behalf, and when you indicate what you want and then get out of the way of it, many things come into place.
Well, now I'm wondering, does uni take vacations? Because sometimes it doesn't always come or as fast, or, you know, like I've put everything in their column because they're broader and they have more of a marketing team than I do.
But think about what you're doing even with this perspective. As you are saying, are they out to lunch? Are they on vacation? And feel the vibrational basis from which you would even make such a statement. It's one of shortage or lack. It's
right,
not
absolutely
happening fast enough. So all that happens is that you're more upstream. Most of the processes work better for most of you when you first begin to play with them, because your expectation of receiving benefit from them is higher. We always say start with something easy, but most of you have these things that you really want, and you've established this pattern of, I really, really want this thing I do not have. I really, really want this thing I do not have. And then you say, I'm going to apply this fresh new process to this thing I do not have. And in the beginning, the fresh new process is the dominant vibration, so you get some movement. But before you know it, you're back to this thing I do not have. And so it's just a matter of relaxing more. We like to say, you don't need to be patient when you understand this stream, but you do need to be pointed downstream in this stream. And here is the thing that we most want you to be sensitive to. Ask yourself, does this thought feel downstream or upstream? And sometimes you can't tell. So beat the drum of it a little more until you clearly can tell if it's upstream or downstream. And usually when you're asking that question, it is upstream. Mm-hmm. Then reach for something softer until you viscerally feel a little bit of relief. And then let it go. And what you begin to notice is your resistance just softens and softens and softens until there isn't any, and then things start lighting up. We want you to get the sense of these wonderful things that are in your vibrational escrow. Jerry and Esther have had several experiences just recently where there were things in their vibrational escrow that they knew were there that they weren't giving much attention to because they're doing a lot of other things. So they move about from city to city, and a place they really like to be is San Diego. And so quite often they take their bus out and they park it in the marina in San Diego, and then they work from there. And there are so many places in California and cruises that leave from there that they can stay there for about 3 months. So now, one by one, the RV parks are closing because the property that is near the water is becoming so profitable that they are closing the RV parks and putting in other more profitable things. And so Jerry began saying, we should look for some property where we can park our bus and stay in this area. So that was a soft intention that he just threw out there. And then Esther said, I really, really like the Del Mar area because the water is near and it's a nice little town and everything that you need is close by and you wouldn't even have to get on the freeway. And that was about all that they said. Now, they may or may not have been consciously aware that they've been percolating and throwing things into vibrational escrow for a long time relative to that. And then they held a seminar in San Diego, and a friend that Jerry had known 30 years ago came to the seminar and introduced himself to Jerry and Esther. And they were so glad to see him. And he said, I am a mortgage broker and I have my real estate license. And Jerry said, you know, we're just thinking, we're looking for a house. We want it to be on the ocean side of the Interstate 5, and it would be nice to get that nice ocean air. And the important thing is that we can park our bus on the property, which is an interesting and sort of tricky thing to even ask for. Those properties are sort of intense and dense in that area. And so this man went on his way, and within a few days he called and he said, I have 5 properties that meet your criteria I would like you to see. And Jerry and Esther were very busy. They were working on a book deadline, but the dry cleaners that they drive to was right there, and they were going there that day, so they said, we'll meet you. Where is the first one? And he gave them the address, and they drove up to it. And as they were driving up the hill, they were calculating if the bus could get there. Were the curves wide enough? Were the trees tall enough? And it seemed obvious. And when they came to the top of this hill, here is this double lot with big wide gates, and the bus could drive right in and look right at the ocean. And there's a big canyon, so nothing will ever be built in front of it. And Jerry said, I want this. And Esther said, I want this too. And then they said, maybe we should look at the other properties. It seemed strange to have the universe deliver to them exactly what they wanted with only 20 minutes invested. And so they went to look at the other properties, and the gate code wouldn't work on this one, and the key didn't work on this one, and the woman needed 48 hours notice on this one. And they said, fine, this one is perfect for us. And so with less than an hour of their time and energy invested, they found this perfect property because they had been identifying bit by bit, life by life, contrast by contrast, desire by desire. They had defined what they wanted. And because they're in this place of going with the flow and going with the flow and going with the flow, when they turned in the direction of what they were wanting, and when all of the components of what is important to them lined up, the universe lighted it up for them. In other words, there was no effort involved. What you want will show itself to you, and when you see it, you will know it. You feel a compelling. In other words, they didn't force themselves to talk to that friend. They wanted to talk to the friend. They didn't give him information because he needed it. They felt inspired to give him the information. He didn't look for the property because he needed to. He found it because he wanted it to. You see what we're getting at? In other words, everything that you want will come to you, is coming to you with that ease. And if things aren't showing up for you fast enough where you feel like you need to be patient or you feel like you need to do something different, the only thing that you need to do different is lighten up on your awareness that it it isn't coming, because it is. People will say, I want to be over there. And we'll say, well, what's over there? And they'll say, well, I can't tell you because I'm not over there, but I can tell you what's over here. And we say, well, we don't really want to hear what's over here. We want to talk about what's over there. And they say, but first, let me tell you what's over here. Because if I explain to you why I don't like where I am, then maybe you'll understand more why I want to be over there. And we say, doesn't work that way. You've got to find the vibrational essence of where you're going. And that must become dominant in your vibration before it can begin showing up to you. And that's what that placemat process does for you in time. You identify what you're going to do, and you identify what you want, and you release your responsibility to it, which releases the resistance to it, and then the universe can show it to you at the perfect timing for you. And so we think it would be a very downstream and accurate thing to say on a really regular basis, I'll see it when I'm ready for it, and any time other than that would be off anyway. And so my process, my work is to get ready for it. And how do I get ready to receive the things I want? By playing all day, by doing the things that feel good. This is a way of looking at it that will really serve you. Do it, but before you do it, whatever it is, line up with it. In other words, if you're going to work, then line up with the idea of doing the work before you work. In other words, don't wish that you were doing something else and work. That's split energy. And don't play and feel like you should be working. That's split energy. And don't work and resent it. That's split energy. And don't play and feel guilty. That's split energy. When you play, line up with the idea of playing. And then you turn and go toward all the things you want. And when you work, line up with the idea of doing it. Esther has begun because she has many tasks that are routine, that are involved with the different aspects of what they are about. And Esther's begun doing focus wheels before she takes any action, because she's discovered by sitting with the intention of lining up energy before she takes action, then the action is always pleasant. But if you jump into action before you've lined up your energy, then often it isn't pleasant and it isn't productive anyway, you see. It's that two-headed monster that we were talking about, and we just want both heads to get going in the same direction.
That was it. Bingo. Good job. Oh, that was awesome. Thanks.
Yes, indeed. Now what?